Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, back on the show. It's National Signing Day. How about that? And joining us, my broadcast partner, Don Bailey Jr. DBJ, good evening. How are you doing?
Doing very good. How are you, Joseph?
Well, it's National Signing Day, and nobody signed. They're already signed.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. You got everybody in house and everybody in class and everybody in the strength and conditioning program and learning the system and getting acclimated to college life.
University of Miami has the number 5 class in the country, the number 1 class in the ACC, and 15 commits inside the ESPN top 300. Now, I don't know if they've had any of that in the last 20 years or not. I know 1 year we had maybe the number 1 class. But number 5 class, number 1 ACC, 15 commits inside the ESPN top 300. One class does not win a championship. You got to stack these classes, but this is a good start.
Well, and it's a heck of an indication of what Coach Cristobal and his staff are capable of. I mean, you're coming off a losing season, a transition year with a new head coach and an entirely new staff and system, and everything goes with it. And he really saved the day last year when he came in a couple week period, had about, I guess, a top 15 class. And then you go ahead and you hit number 5 this year. The best is yet to come. I think that you're going to, if you're a Miami fan, you have to be highly encouraged at this is going to happen time and time again. And we know when you stack, 3, 4, or 5 of these things on top of each other, you're going to start winning a lot of football games.
Some of these commits inside the ESPN top 300 were on both sides of the line of scrimmage, offensive line, defensive line. What kind of impact do you think they can have?
Well, I think you're seeing the philosophy of your head coach there. I mean, it's no secret that he played the position of offensive line, that he values a running game, and he values a physical brand of football. And you and I are at practices, and where is he? He's always around the line of scrimmage. He's always at the one-on-one drills. He's always in pass protection, and that's where you see where they went to recruit. He realizes that it's a big man's game. And you need big men to play it. And he went out and got some outstanding offensive linemen and some very, very good defensive linemen. And it's just a matter of time now that, you keep, as you use your term, stacking these linemen on top of each other class after class, that you're going to end up with one of the best offensive lines in America. And with that, usually comes a lot of winning.
Still no word now. Going to go to another offensive coordinator. Going to be a change there. I just, to me, the person doesn't matter to me as much as, somebody asked me about it the other day, and I said, well, the most important thing to me is the players running the plays, not so much the guy calling the plays, but I'm probably in the minority on that one. So then that gets you to what do we need in an offensive coordinator? I think Coach Cristobal, he looks at it and says, physical play and balance and get the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, well, it all starts with points. You know, I think that's the big thing is everybody wants points, including the head coach. But, you know, you go back to philosophy again. His last year at Oregon, they were almost perfectly balanced as far as the amount of run attempts and pass attempts. Yardage-wise, obviously, passing is a little more, but the attempts were that. He had a rush game that was over averaging over 200 yards a game his last year at Oregon. And they won a whole lot of football games. I mean, that's the same team that he took into the horseshoe and won. And it's the philosophy that they're going to try and put together here. You know, as far as who that person is, nobody knows as of yet. But I believe that, you know, he will find somebody that understands the value of a tight end, appreciates the running game, and understands that you have a special talent in Van Dyke. And we've got to get some guys the ball on the outside. And then when we get it to them, they got to catch it.
What do you think? I think I know what the answer is. The reason I bring it up is because of what you just said. But biggest question mark going into spring football?
Well, Joe, I think, you know, the biggest thing is because of the new coordinator, you got to figure out how this team's going to adapt. I think that's the side that's going to get the focus. I think, you know, also, you've got to find some running backs. You know, you had the Citizen guy that was injured in camp. He's not, I don't believe he'll be back. That injury usually takes a year, but you've got to find healthy options. You're going to have to replace Will Mallory at tight end, and you're going to have some, you've got a class, you know, a freshman class that's very potent at that position. You had Arroyo who last year who was injured, who was a big target and a guy that's a complete package at that spot. I think you got to really find a spot there. And, you know, it goes back to me to the receiver position on who's going to be your top three guys and who's going to be consistent and who's Van Dyke feel that he can go to other than Restrepo. I think you got to look at it that way. And, you know, it really every position is going to be under the microscope because the offensive line was just brutalized with injury last year. I mean, I think we played four centers last year. And, you know, you lost Jalen at the tackle spot and guard spot. You know, he's a swing guy. You lost him. And you gotta get healthy, and we got to get a foundation established. And I think really at the end of spring football, to give you the short answer, you hope you come out of it with some type of offensive identity. I mean, everybody, you hope at 13 or practice 12, 13, 14, that you say, well, you know what, we think we've got the top seven or eight linemen. We think we've got our top two tight ends. We've got five receivers that we're thinking about, and we know what we can do in the running game. But and then you start building on really your personality when fall starts.
The schedule came out. I know it popped out to me. What popped out to you?
Well, a bunch of Friday games, a couple Friday games popped out.
One Friday game in particular.
The Boston College one?
Yeah, it'd be an easy trip for you. I knew they'd do that. I knew it.
We put in a request for that. We're gonna make the shot over Thursday night from Long Island, New York to Boston and sneak it in and then get a ride home. But that's the exact one that we were looking at. We figured it would be the last game of the year, but they put it on a Friday. But I think, you know, that schedule is going to be very, very interesting, and it's challenging. I mean, there's some benefits early on that you're home a bunch, and you got, you know, a couple games where you have some, you know, got a stretch between some games, and then you got a short week mixed in there. But, you know, Joe, at the end of the day, Miami plays Florida State. Nobody knows what's going to happen there. Miami's playing Clemson. You're going to get another test of how far you've come because we saw what happened in that game. You know, I don't think North Carolina State gets enough credit. You and I talk about that constantly. Is they're one of the most underrated teams and one of the most underrated coaches in the ACC. And, you know, you go down the list, and after last season, you know, Miami lost a couple games to teams that you never thought they'd lose to. So you got Miami's got to get better. Miami's got to get better before we start talking about, you know, who you can beat.
Well, what jumped out to me is before your two, you know, big games, supposed big games, Clemson, you play North Carolina at North Carolina, and prior to Florida State, you're at North Carolina State. So it's going to be two physical games before games that are always physical and emotional.
Yeah, the good thing is about, you know, who you play. Let's say you play Florida, you know, you have the game before Florida State. If it's physical, usually the mental approach to that football game will get you through anything that you need to get through. You talk about the North Carolina. I mean, really, you look at the season. Miami's got to beat North Carolina, Joe. I mean, really, they've been close a couple times, but they really haven't had much luck since Mack Brown's been there, and that's something that they've got to get handled as well.
All right, very good. Good to see you last night. Where are you tonight? You having dinner someplace?
I'm out with my dad and Priscilla and Don and the whole gang's out. So we're. Yeah. Take a little break this evening, but I enjoyed being there as well. It was great to see a great victory by the Canes, and I was so impressed with the crowd, Joe, and really we've got to give Coach Larinaga a big shout out. Boy, he's got that team playing well and a lot of energy, and you can see that the fans are buying in, not only the students but the fans as well.
All right, I'll see you perhaps Monday when Duke rolls into town.
I'll be there, my man.
Okay. All right.
Take care. Good evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, that's Don Bailey Jr. joining us. Let me talk to you for a moment about Williamson Buick GMC. And last hour, we were talking about the Buicks. This hour, let's talk about the GMCs, because GMC vehicles are arriving every single day at Williamson also. And so what that means for you is like the GMC Yukon. The Yukon, this new Yukon, is something to brag about. Plenty of room for the entire family. Allows you to ride in style and comfort. It makes a bold statement wherever you go. And we know people in South Florida love to make a bold statement. If that's you, the GMC Yukon from Williamson has your name on it. You can cover work and play with the new GMC Canyon or the Sierra. These trucks, they feature bold styling, the latest in technology. They also have toughness. We talk about toughness with University of Miami football. You get toughness with the Canyon or the Sierra, and that gets the job done. To get your new GMC, visit Williamson's facility, easy to find, on US 1, 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto, or you can go online first. Go to WilliamsonAutomotiveGroup.com and get the most out of the South Florida lifestyle and experience car buying like never before from your premier GMC dealership, Williamson Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.